today.
You don't want to miss it this hour. We got our big fat giveaway here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. No matter what nook or cranny that you hail from, you're eligible for this one. Oh, yes. The contest, the trifecta. We got the Belmont coming up. I'll have another could win the Triple Crown. But it's not about that. What it's about is you getting three in a row, meaning just three numbers. It's not six like most lotteries. There is no Powerball or Mega Ball connected to this. It's post positions, knowing the numbers. One through, and I'll tell you, coming up next. You pick the numbers, I can even tell you the horses. You may have some horses already picked out, and that's fine, too. So I hope that Rick in Illinois is listening, the rest of you in Kentucky, Bill in Missouri, and so many others who have been a part of the first two legs of this, because it runs for 5 weeks. Remember, we had the Kentucky Derby, then we had the Preakness, now we have the Belmont. And if you win, you just clean us out. You clean our clock, so to speak, because everything comes off the shelf. It's like a white elephant sale, only it's a giveaway. So if you correctly nail the trifecta, you'll clean us out. How cool would that be? I think it'd be very, very, very cool. I'm hoping someone does it, but you can only do it if you call us. Coming up in our next segment, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Looking for the numbers for the Belmont Stakes. All right, the numbers added up for John Edwards. He's lived a charm life, hasn't he? Senator from North Carolina. Then he runs for VP under John Kerry. Then he runs for president in 2008. And while he's doing that, he fools around with the videographer. She gets pregnant, you know, the whole story. She has a child. He supposedly is moving her around and providing during that time period, providing her with some nice things and digs and everything else. So did he illegally use campaign funds? Jury says no. Mistrial, they can't agree on it, so a mistrial is declared, and on the one count, he's acquitted of it. So nothing for John Edwards. I told you, the more time adds up underneath your feet in the courtroom when the jury is out and they're deciding, usually the better it is for a defendant, and it certainly was pretty clear this time around. And so John Edwards not doing any jail time. Ooh. I bet some of you are even surprised by that. It wasn't about jail time, and it wasn't about running a horse race. It was about history at the White House, because the Bushes, George W. Bush and his wife, had their portraits unveiled and had lunch with the Obamas. Imagine being a fly on the wall. What do you think went back and forth between those two couples? Here is a little quick snippet of Bush talking about the portraits.
I am pleased that my portrait brings an interesting symmetry to the White House collection. It now starts and ends with a George W.
All right, making a funny. So that's pretty much what happened in D.C. People were talking about that and talking about the Syria equation, what's going to happen, Leon Panetta trying to put pressure. I think he wants to do something, but he wants to make sure that the international community has his back, has the U.S.'s back. And do they? Do they have the U.S. back? Can we count on that? I don't know. It's very, pretty much the French are weary. I can't imagine that. I think we may go this one alone if we end up jumping into the fray in Syria. And of course, it's terrible what's happening with Bashar Assad. We know that. But how can we get involved after all of the blood, sweat, and tears we're leaving in Iraq and Afghanistan now? I think it's a lot to ask. And I don't see boots on the ground anytime soon. I don't see boots on the ground. Maybe you look at it from a different point of view. If you do, call me, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. So Syria, the portraits, huge in Washington. Huge, as you can imagine. And it's not the only thing that people were talking about earlier. It's just one little cog in this mosaic that we're putting together as we roll through this hour of ATN. And I think that there's a couple of things that have people very, very concerned. Now, this new word is starting to emerge called Taxmageddon. And why? Because we're so worried about being taxed to the point of toppling our homes, our cars, you know, whatever it is. In fact, I saw an interesting stat. You know, you have the Occupy movement and the whole 1% versus 99%. Maybe it was CNBC or the Wall Street Journal I was reading, but supposedly, with the population of the U.S. millionaire households, with investable assets of a million or more, fell to 5,134,000 from 5,263,000. And that's a pretty big leap. Pretty big leap. So what does it mean? That the total private wealth in North America fell 0.9% to $38 trillion. And the ultra-rich were the biggest losers. Biggest losers that they found. This is the Boston Consulting Group. They were the biggest losers in terms of money. Looking at investable assets of $100 million, they saw that their wealth declined 2.4%. So it's an interesting conundrum, let's say. No conundrum, however, when it comes to horses. If you are barreling down the road, you're listening to me, you're bleary-eyed, you're ready to hit the pillow, then you need to jump on the phone lines. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Why? Because we need three horses from you so you can clean my clock so the closet falls down, because everything I've been building up in the closet is gone. You've won, because you could name three horses in a row that hit the trifecta. And it is, picking horses is like, it is difficult. It is absolutely where you're, it's like playing pin the tail on the donkey and you're in the dark. So you're in the dark for the 144th running of the Belmont Stakes. Let's see how many of you come up with the winning combination. All right, that is all part of the Trifecta Challenge coming up next here on America Tonight. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Peter Kranschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is May 31st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1560.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1607, 804 for a half ounce, and 402 for a quarter ounce. 1607, 804, and 402.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
All right, will this horse win? Win the Triple Crown we're talking about. I'll have another. It's the Trifecta Challenge here on America Tonight. All you have to do is give us a jingle at 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. And maybe, just maybe, you are going to be the winner. You're going to be able to clean our clock, knock down all the prizes, because where it sits right now, where we sit right now, we have a bunch of stuff that we can give away. I mean, it's crazy. It's nice. It's nice that we've built up the stash, but you have a chance to have us start all over again. All over again. All right, this is what's interesting. Unlike the Kentucky Derby, drawing post position number one for the Belmont Stakes has been a very successful proven track thing. If you go back in history, it's been very successful for people, for horses who have been out of that gate. Out of the 11 post positions to win the Belmont Stakes, gate one has had, check this out, 23 winners since 1905. Phew. Since 1905. You know, like I'm a freak for history, right? And drawing one of the inside seven posts for the Belmont Stakes has proven to be the most successful, with 92 coming out of those spots. The outside four positions, only 14 victories. I'll have another draws one of the inside seven posts for the Belmont. So what does that mean? What does it mean? Does it mean anything? Does it mean that he's on a collision course or not? I think that I'll have another who has been, who's looked very strong and looks incredibly tall. I think the key thing for this horse, no matter what is, what's going to happen, you got these 5 weeks squished together. You have the five squished together. And can this mile and a half, the one that's such a killer for so many horses, can this horse overcome those odds? Can the horse do that? Because it's so tough. It's so tough to be able to do that. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. I can't tell you how excited I am that we have another horse with a shot at winning the Triple Crown. To me, in my mind, and maybe I'm a little jaded by this, because my second cousin was actually the trainer for a horse called Smarty Jones back in 2004. I had to think about that for a second. And that horse was just an underdog horse with some incredible speed, just found somewhere in that heart and dug around those tracks. And after winning the Arkansas Derby, was in that position to possibly win the Triple Crown, and unfortunately fell just a length short. Can you imagine? Just a length short, or the horse would have won. Smarty Jones would have won, but it just did not happen. Just didn't happen. So close. So close. All right, so I want to make sure that everybody gets where we are with All Have Another, you know, with the odds and the post positions. And, of course, all of that changes. All of that changes as you move around. The post positions, you know, it's the Belmont. The Belmont is so crazy. And it's all about that distance. And when we look at, I was looking at something the other day, at some of the odds, and really what the post positions, you know, with the Preakness and then the Belmont, and you think of going out of the 16th hole for the horse that won the Derby, and now the horse, talking about the horse in New York and what this horse can do. I could go on and on. And I'm going to give you, I promise you, I'm going to give you mine in a second, but I want to make sure I get some of you in on this. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Hey, Mike in Kentucky, how are you doing?
Good morning.
Are you big? You're a big horse enthusiast, I believe, right?
Well, actually, yeah. I was friends for quite a while with Seth and Debbie Hancock over there in Claiborne. Yeah.
Oh, wow! I bet you had some interesting conversations.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm going to go with. Of course, I'll Have Another for the win.
Okay, I'll Have Another. Woohoo!
And actually, I haven't kept up with the field, so Bodemeister's in it, of course, right?
Yes, Bodemeister.
And I don't know, Kate, why don't you pick me out one to show?
Oh, boy, I hate the idea that am I going to be the one that tanks you? Oh,
Who do you have, Kate?
I can't tell you until the next segment, because I promised I would wait. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'm just going to close my eyes and look down and see who I'm going to pick here. Oh man. I'll Have Another. Somebody said to me, Union Rags, said something to me about Union Rags the other day, and I didn't even think Union Rags was in it. Okay, I'm going to say Union Rags. How
sure.
about that?
That sounds good, Kate.
All right, Union Rags. You know, everybody's going to be all over me, Mike, if that happens.
Awesome.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
All right, 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. The track in New York, as I said, is a mile and a half. I'll have another, the ability of this horse to close, you know, that's kind of a non-factor deal, right? So is there, what kind of push is there going to be on this longer track? He's a 15-1 underdog at the Kentucky Derby, but now not an underdog at the Belmont Stakes. So sometimes there's this weird, some people think there's this weird pressure when you're no longer number one. And I think it's the opposite. I think this horse is not about that. I think this is a horse. I think it's not about that. I think it's about the training. I think it's about just the great run that somebody's able to get on, that a horse, a team, all that kind of stuff. I think that's the key. So, I mean, here we go again. Union Rags, I just gave that horse to Mike in Kentucky. And Union Rags. And it's interesting because this was a horse that I liked at the Derby. And, of course, you know, Union Rags wasn't in the money. You know, what did he finish? He finished like seventh, right? And now this is a little bit different, though. I think there's an interesting challenge here. I think that this horse, as much as I gave him that horse, I think that that this is a horse that may surprise people. And that third slot, the win play show, that's not a bad spot for Union Rags. All right, I'm going to take some calls. Rick and Phil, they're lining up. We're almost pressed against it. 855-266-KATE. But I want to throw in some of the guesses that we have out there also that came in quickly here via the Internet. We've got Little Al who says, give me the 2, the 3, and the 7. Ooh, Little Al says the 2, the 3, and the 7. Also, we have this one from Little Di. What's this with the little? We've got two people that have little in front of their name that they send. So Little Di says 1, 1, 6. The reason I'm going is because there's like an X sending me a thing with an accident. A 1, a 6, and a 2 for Little Di. So Little Al, Little Di. I don't think that they're in cahoots or are related based on the emails that I got, but they're locked and loaded. 237-162, and Mike in Kentucky has his down. What about the rest of you? Jam on it. 855-266-KATE. Meet you on the flip side.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Starting today, Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry! Starting today, call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Again, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, our trifecta challenge. I want to make sure that I'm clear so everybody's not confused. This is our trifecta challenge, but it's the blind Belmont. The reason that you would clear out our closet, our prize closet, and clean my clock, as I'm saying, is because you're kind of shooting blind. It's the blind Belmont because we don't know in looking at the contenders, the Belmont contenders, what's going to happen in where they're going to end up. When I say that, this all comes down to June 9th, right, on NBC. They got blowout coverage happening for this, and we'll know the actual post position. So when I'm getting people that are, as I said before, the little die, shooting in numbers, this is the blind Belmont. So we had to add a little twist to this because of the amount of prizes and whatnot you're winning. It's a little bit different. And that's, I gave a horse, Union Rags, to Mike in Kentucky, and he's got, I'll have another in Bodemeister and Union Rags, and that's all correct. But you're taking a little bit of a shot in the dark. So just remember that. This is different than our normal, challenge. It's a twist on the last race. So I think it makes it that much more interesting. I hope everybody gets it now. So let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Okay. You said Union Rags to win?
You can say Union Rags to win. Or you have Union Rags to win?
Yeah.
Okay, Union Rags to win.
I have another to come in third.
Okay. Do you want me to give you... No, you don't need a horse. If you need a horse, I can give you some names of horses. Doolahan. You want me to give you a name?
Yeah.
All right, how about... you know what? I've been looking at this stuff too much. You know that saying about, it's like in football season, paralysis by overanalysis. I just wrote a column on this too. Okay, here's some horses. Doolahan is a pretty good contender. I like that name of that horse. Alpha, Optimizer, Street Life, Unstoppable You is another one probably.
Optimizer.
You like any of this? Optimizer. All right. Good man. Do you love this twist, the blind Belmont?
Yeah.
we gotta add a new twist. We have to have some interest here. I don't know that I was very clear on that. I might have confused a few people. But, Rick, you're in the book, so now you have some time to think about this. Thanks a lot. You have a great weekend. Let's go to Phil, who's listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Phil.
Hey, Kate.
Hey. You need some help with this?
No, I've got things pretty well lined out, I think.
Okay.
Whether it's correct is another story, though. But I like the way Doolahan closed at the Derby.
Yes.
It's been a long pace. I think it's going to hit right in its stride. So I'm going Doolahan to win. I think Bodie Meister is going to be the bridesmaid again. And I think I'll have another. I already had one too many, so I'll stick it to show.
So, it's a show. I'll have another, just like Rick. That's good. Yeah, I'll have another winning the Belmont. Boy, that'd be something. But I agree with you. I think that finally this is it, and probably the distance catches them in the end. Phil, good stuff. I like the pick, too. I like the first pick, definitely. Good luck with that. All right, just to be clear again, we're doing the Blind Belmont, the Trifecta Challenge. The twist is the post positions we don't know. You know there's numbers, and you can throw out numbers, just like a couple of the guesses we got on the Internet. And that's like circling lottery numbers. I always say that. But we don't know the post positions. And I can give you horses, too, if you need the names of some horses. I think this makes it a little bit fun. It's the shot in the dark, after all. And I'll give you my horses here at the end of this. Jeff is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Jeff.
Hello, Kate. I love this horse and talking. But you're making it kind of tough. I could say that my horse background, I could read a racing form before I could tie my shoes.
I understand. Let me ask you this. Do you believe in the buyer numbers, the speed numbers? Do you really look at that? Do you take that into account when you crunch those numbers and you look at them?
I'm sort of old school. My daddy taught me how to read a racing form, and also my uncle worked at Claiborne Farm for 44 years. So he took care of Secretariat when they brought it back to the farm, and I remember going down and he gave us a little tour of the farm, and that horse knew his voice. He whistled. He said, "Come here, Big Red," and that horse come running down the hill, and I thought he was going to run right through the gate and stop right on the dime.
Wow.
He was a beautiful horse. But,
yeah.
A lot of people don't know that horse was so tremendous. His heart was, they think it was about 6 times larger than a normal horse's heart.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, he was a, my uncle was a good handicapper too. He went strictly on breeding. But, you know, he'd been around horses all his life, so he knew who could go the distance and stuff.
Yeah. I like the breeding. I like the breeding idea. That's good. Versus all the other things. And, the interpretation of reading the racing form, it's different really from person to person. My mother was around horses her whole life. And I'll tell you what, Jeff, she would go to the paddock and watch the horses, and she would ultimately go with her gut on what she saw there.
Yeah, you could look at a horse's demeanor in a paddock. I'm not that good. I know a little bit about it, but, you know, if a horse is on his toes, his ears pricked.
Yep.
You know, if he's washed out a little, you know, that's a sign that something's going on. He's nervous. But, But on the contest, there's some horses that probably won't run. Bodie Meister's not going to run. I'm pretty sure he's not going to run. And I would love to see. I'll have another win it just for the horse and industry. But I'm going to pick against him. I'm going to go with Doolahan.
Doolahan.
Rags. And I'll have another, maybe third. I think it's just too much for the horse. It takes a tremendous horse to win a Triple Crown. And we've seen it so close. So close.
Yeah.
You know, Baffert's had Silver Charm, and he did the real quiet. You know, and Doolahan was really coming in the Derby. He had a pretty bad trip, too. So, Dale Roman, that's why he took off. Didn't run in the Preakness. This horse will be fresh, and I think he'll run big. So.
All right, I like it. I like the your interpretation that you think this horse is going to run big, and I agree. I think that you're going to see something out of. I think you're going to see something out of Doolahan for sure. Jeff, great talking to you. Thanks for the phone call. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Don't let Jeff scare you, though. You can just throw random numbers out because sometimes that works, right? Doesn't matter. You don't have to necessarily know a lot about the horses. It's just like the football season where we're pitting one team against another. So Sharon is listening to us in Maine. Hey, Sharon, how are you? We haven't spoken with you in a while. How's life in Maine?
Good. Real good. I just got back from Florida. I went for a vacation.
Cool.
Florida. I got to see a lot of people. There was a few I didn't get to see. But on the horse race, I'm going to go with I'll Have Another to win.
Mm-hmm.
Painter, Paynter. And then Diana Starduich.
Oh, there you go. All right. Interesting choices, yeah.
I had to go on the website, too. Horses were probably running. I didn't know.
No, that's good because, listen, that's what we're saying. We don't even know the post positions. That's why it's the blind Belmont trifecta challenge because we don't know at this point.
When is the actual race?
The actual race is Saturday, June 9th, and the post positions, they'll pick those on Wednesday of that week, so June 6th. But that's, I like your guesses. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah. I have another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody wins the race or whatever, are you going to do the Neil's score for the Stanley Cup or the NBA Finals?
I don't know. We could take a vote on that. What do you think? Do you think we should do it?
Absolutely.
I love that. Absolutely. We want this contest to keep going. Oh, with the Stanley Cup, too. Can you imagine? Stanley Cup for the NBA Finals. Yeah, of course. I can hear that in your voice. Hey, thanks, Sharon. Thanks for jumping on the website and checking out those horses. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Jose in Kentucky. Hey, Jose.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
What do you think? What's going to happen here?
I don't know anything about horses.
Pick some numbers.
No, I'm going to pick the names. I'm going to go with I'll Have Another. I think that horse has proved wrong a lot of people, and everybody has been doubting him since the Derby.
Okay.
So I think that I hope that he wins. I like Goham to come in second, and Bodie Meister to show third place.
Okay, Bodie Meister. And, of course, a lot of people don't think Bodie Meister, even Jeff in Kentucky said that, might not run. But I like Doolahan mixed in the middle there. That's some good picking, Jose. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-KATE. Doolahan popping up in a bunch of this. And I'll tell you, Doolahan, I want to say that when I was looking at the Derby, I had Doolahan in the mix too. In the beginning, anyway, when I was looking at horses. All right, if you just tuned in and you don't hear me bagging on John Edwards for getting off or beating up Obama for being ineffective and indecisive, we're doing this little thing called the Blind Belmont trifecta challenge. Join us, 855-266-8.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
All right, welcome back to the Blind Belmont Trifecta Challenge here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. If you're going to clean out our closets, you're going to have to take a little bit of a shot in the dark. I was thinking about this Belmont from last year and what people were saying was going to happen. Shackleford was a preferred horse. Animal Kingdom. Oh, Animal Kingdom, Animal Kingdom. And then, do you remember who the winner was? I just had somebody just try to trip me up on a trivia question with this. Who was the winner? And the name of the horse, Ruler on Ice, the odds, such long odds. You plunk down a couple of bucks on this horse. You know, some people like to say, ah, I'm just going to play the long shot. Well, you would have won $51.50 on Ruler on Ice. So nobody was picking Ruler on Ice. It's like when you go to the track a couple of times a year. Like, say you're not huge on going to the track, but you go a couple times a year and then there's some long shot and somebody hits some crazy long shot. And for a song, they make, you know, just to have an incredible payoff. I don't know that we're going to see that at this year's Belmont. It happens on June 9th. That's why it is the Blind Challenge, because coming up the following week, we'll know what the, you know, what the post positions are. So this is way ahead of time, in other words. And the contenders, at least we, the probable contenders, of course, Doulahan and Alpha and Union Rags and Painter and Optimizer and Unstoppable You is another one. I really, really like Doulahan. And I'm going to give you mine coming up here in just a second, but we want to make sure we squeeze all of you who are trying to get through on this one. And if you don't know the horses, you can just pick random numbers. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-KATE. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Yeah, Kate, I have a trivia question for you. where do women have the curliest hair?
Oh, this is brutal. Where?
The island of Fiji. And I once won a bundle on a long shot by the name of Bold Broad. The name appealed to me.
I like that. I can see that. That's a strong name. I love it.
Okay, my pick is 358.
I'm going to write that down. 358. I love a shot in the dark for Dan in Texas. Dano, you are locked and loaded. Thank you very much.
Okay, babe.
All right, I love that. Oh, he's so funny. I like when he throws in those random jokes. I am the world's worst joke teller. I'm excited when I can remember a joke. I don't know why that is. Some people really have that gift where they just, man, they're not annoying. It's not annoying banging you with annoying one-liners. They're just really good at delivering the lines. All right, so here's my choices. And this is with, you know, no post positions. I am also going to say that Doulahan comes in first. Like this horse, like the fact that I think coming around that final turn, gets some speed and comes in. I'm not saying blows away the field, but I think Doulahan has a nice shot here. The other horse, and I wrestled with this second one since we're doing this blind. The other horse that I like is a horse called Optimizer. So, and that is more about looking at some old numbers and maybe too many people that I know from the Horse Racing Channel telling me about Optimizer. So I like Optimizer to come in second in this race. And third, I got to throw in I'll Have Another, because I don't think I'll Have Another wins, but I think that I'll Have Another doesn't drop so far out that you see him in, you know, seventh spot, just coming up at the rear. It's like I was talking about Animal Kingdom, and that, you know, there's a great trivia question in that, because there was a lot of attention paid just because it was a favorite. Animal Kingdom just had a terrible start at the gate, which can be killer. And then, of course, it all depends on what the conditions are of the track, too. And if you remember, that Belmont was a sloppy course. It was pretty wet, and it changed what was happening with the horses. So anyway, Animal Kingdom came in at six. If you just listened to what everybody was talking about, just even as an aside, if you went through a couple of papers, not even racing forms or racing people, Animal Kingdom, Animal Kingdom, Animal Kingdom. And then a couple of other popular names were out there. But, you know, Animal Kingdom wasn't there at the end. And so this could be a similar thing where there's excitement over the possibility of a Triple Crown again. And this is a horse that wasn't necessarily supposed to be there. And will this horse end up winning the Triple Crown? And certainly the horse could do that. But the question is, will I'll Have Another have enough speed coming around at the end? A mile and a half is a very long distance. Which, by the way, I like the longer distance anyway. And why, I don't know. The really short sprints, I get it when you see Breeders' Cup and stuff. But the short sprints to me, it's when you go and you're there's all that time in between, and you're thinking about it, and you're looking at all this stuff. It's like that analysis over analysis, and then boom, the race is over. So I like the idea of the stretch, and personally, and I've always liked the Belmont. I've gone out to a couple of Belmonts, and I probably have said this on the air. The going to the Belmont is awesome when you're there, but getting there and getting out of there, it's like you should just pitch a tent. The only thing I can think worse than that, because you're in Long Island and you're on the LIE and it's terrible in and out, the flow is awful. The only thing I can think that's worse is, you know, you see when you're watching college football, there's huge facilities, right? I mean, to the big house. Or you look at the Coliseum, and when the Rose Bowl, for example, is played, that's just like, forget it. You are pitching a tent, you're sitting there in a chair because you're not moving. You're in dry dock for a long, long time. And it's a good thing to do once in a lifetime, but there is something to be said for being a couch potato and just being able to watch, just being able to not drive somewhere where you know you are putting yourself in a position where it's a 15-hour day if you're lucky. If you're lucky and you can make your way out of there to get back on whatever other road that you have to get on. And that's how the Belmont definitely is, unless you're out there the whole time. If you're somebody who has a stake in the horse, obviously, there's that VIP treatment, or you can fly in on your helicopter if you're Donald Trump or someone else. But forget it when you just have to get in the middle of that muck. It's brutal. I love the fact that so many of you jumped on this the last second, the Blind Belmont Trifecta Challenge, because now we have time to digest this with some numbers that were thrown out and then some horses that were thrown out. We'll see if anybody wins. Remember, don't look for it this weekend. That's why I called it Blind. It's coming up on Saturday, June 9th. If you want to know what the post positions were, that'll happen on the 6th, and we'll see if the horse that a lot of people have fallen in love with now, I'll Have Another, has enough in the tank to make it all the way around that track. Otherwise, it could be Doulahan that steals the spotlight in a very, very big way. Could be another upset. Maybe another horse comes from behind in that final turn to end up taking this thing. And, you know, I threw out post positions at the top. I was talking about what gates the horse ends up coming out of makes a big difference in this park. So we'll pay attention on Wednesday. We got the rest of you locked and loaded. Thanks for playing our little reindeer game, and good luck to everybody.